This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. Last night, I went to see Les Miserables. I want to tell you, it was all about the law and grace. That grace conquered the law. That we are not under the law, but we are under the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us, who was buried and rose from the dead. We are not under the law, because if the law was good enough, Christ died in vain. Oh no, we are not under the law. We are under grace today. That's why the Apostle Paul, killing Christians, putting them in jail, could in one moment be forgiven, because he was under grace and not the law. I want to tell you that so many people tell me that when they were young, people in the church taught all about the law. I don't want to teach about the law. The law is not what we're under. We are under grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit. We are under grace. And in Les Mis, we see grace upon grace working, but the law trying to triumph. But you see, if the law was enough, then Jesus died in vain. We are not under the law. We are under grace. Now, we do keep the law by the grace of God, but I am not under the law. I am under grace, and you are under grace today. That's what it's all about, and it needs to be preached. St. John tells us that grace and truth come through Jesus Christ. Grace and truth. I want to tell you that Jesus ate with sinners and tax collectors, knowing that the grace of God would be enough to save them. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. We need to preach grace. That's why Saul on the Damascus Road could be converted in a second. He was no longer under the law, under the Pharisaical law. He was under grace. If he was under the law, then he should have been killed. Thanks be to God for grace. Do you know that you're under grace today? Not under the law. Oh, you've sinned. Join the human race. We've all sinned, fallen short of the glory of God. But in the blood of Jesus, we're forgiven. In the blood of the Lamb, we're forgiven. We've all sinned. You say, I've never stolen or robbed a bank. But you've sinned. I've never done anything bad. You see, the law is the whole law. If you break any part of it, you break the whole of it. So you rob banks. I rob banks because I've sinned and I've broken the whole law. Now, I have not in reality robbed banks, but because I've broken the law, I've broken the whole law. Do you know that you're not under the law today? Do you know that you're under grace today? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. It's all about grace. It's all about grace. But you see, grace leads us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice of praise. Grace leads us to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. That grace is real costly. It cost Jesus his blood so that you and I would not be under the law, but under grace. Oh, we cannot preach it enough. That's why the Apostle Paul could be converted in a second. Not because he did the law, but because Jesus gave to him the grace of God, and he was changed forever.
Grace is divine love entering our soul. When God pours his love in heaven within, it's just one touch from God, we're forever changed. God has put you on this earth like he did with Paul, Saul to Paul, with a plan, a purpose, and a destiny. And God has given you the grace to accomplish everything you'll ever need to do upon this earth. He has given you the graces and the resources. If God asks you to do something, then you have the grace to do it when you surrender to the Lord. If there's someone you need to forgive who's hurt you so bad, the grace is already there. It's just a decision of, am I going to follow God and am I going to give it over to God? Because once you do, you do. Trust is a vessel which all graces are given. So Jesus told St. Faustina, if there's any area in your life where we don't have grace, once we trust in God, it's like a flow from heaven. And God, it puts it within you, puts it within you, puts it within you. God's grace is a free gift, but are we open to God? Openness to God, openness to his spirit, openness to what he wants to do releases the grace that Jesus begins to operate through you, and you begin to know not only why you are here, but what to do. Everything that ever happens to us is a grace from God. If God didn't want me or you to take the next breath, we wouldn't be able to breathe. If God didn't want us to take a next step, we would never be able to walk again. So everything in our life is a gift from God. So what is our response? Is to live in thanksgiving and tell God that we love you too. To let God fight our battles for us. To let Jesus go ahead of you. And when Jesus goes ahead of you and you live in this divine union of, Lord, I am so grateful for all the graces you have given me today. Thank you for being able to walk, for being able to breathe, for everything, every situation in my life. Then God begins to not only fight your battles for you, take over your life and release more and more and more grace upon your life. The path of the righteous grows brighter and brighter. So every day God wants to infuse you with more and more of the light from heaven, that you grow brighter and brighter as a person. But you're growing brighter because as you surrender to God, more of his light and more of his grace is poured within you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see.
Yesterday, I was at the Boston Commons, and they had the Revival Boston, and there was a man that was walking around that said, Jesus saved a wretch like me. I said, I love that sign. That guy was unbelievable. But even yesterday when they had the March for Revival, they had about 400 or 500 people in the Commons, and they were praising and worshiping. We were praising Jesus. They had prayer tents set up. The glory of God was falling. It was really powerful. While the man was preaching about revival at the Commons, someone said something that we're preaching revival here, and over at the side, there's a Muslim gathering. And you know, revival in America, revival wherever you go, it starts with you. Revival can't happen if you don't carry revival in you. And God has given you the grace to revive every area of the life. So when the preacher said there was a Muslim gathering over there, I said, wow, this is great, praising God, but I'm going to the Muslims. We're going because, you know, that's where Jesus would be. You know, we get filled by God and the glory of God, but then you're called to go out. Go out and release his glory. So we were walking, it's crazy. We were walking at one part of the common, there's a Jesus conference. Then another part, they were Buddhists meditating. And then there was Muslims doing the concert. So we went over there, we prayed for the release and the glory of God. There was a woman before we got there, she was in a boot. And I just was like, you know, the Lord wants to encounter her. I don't know how she was moving so fast. It was like something inside her that didn't want me to get to her, knew she was coming. But she had a walking boot on. We caught her, caught up to her, and just said, what happened? She said, I almost got run over by a car. I said, wow, well, the Lord Jesus sent me here. Stop. I'm going to pray for you. We're going to pray for healing for your foot. We're going to pray for the Holy Spirit to fill you. You know, I always say I'm going to pray for healing, and I do. But what I really pray for is that the Holy Spirit overshadows them and they encounter the love of God. God give us the grace to make conversions easy. But we prayed. I met this man, Zane. He was from Iraq, and he was with the Muslim community. And, you know, he's like, do you want to hear the story? And they were talking about a philosophy and about this prophet from 1400 years ago. He said this prophet was a great man, just like Jesus. Besides Christ, I said, Jesus wasn't a man. Jesus was God. And I let him, and God, yes, both man and God. But as I let him speak, I witnessed to him what Jesus has done in my life. And just the testimony of my witness that I said that Jesus is waiting for you. And I should explain grace better. And after all the Muslims, they were getting back on a bus. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just get on this bus. And I'll just get on and start preaching Jesus on the bus. You know, the Holy Spirit didn't guide me to do that. But the thing is God has given us power, and he's given us grace, and he's given us a life that we can walk and release the kingdom of God, and so much more happened. But it is so exciting living with Jesus, that you are filled with heaven, that everyone else, their soul is filled with the world, but your soul is filled with the power, the light, and the grace of God.
The grace of God, the power of God, the love of God. Oh, yes. We went to see Les Mis yesterday. And you know what? I wish there would have been an altar call, yeah, because it was all about grace. I wish that people would come. You know, the cast had the people in the palm of his hands. Everybody wanted to hear about grace. Everyone wanted to hear about the cross. Oh, it's all about, it's Christian. Les Mis is Christian. It's in the power of the blood of the Lamb. And you know who was the hero in all of this? The bishop who forgave Jean Valjean. He forgave him, and he said to him that he was going to live a new life in Christ. I tell you, the people were so taken by what was happening. My Lord, people need to preach like that so that people will be taken and give their lives to Jesus. I wish that I would have got on the stage at the end of it and tell people, this story can be your story. This story can be your story. Because of the grace of God, because of the grace of God that comes to us through the crucified, risen Savior. Oh, how people need to hear it. You see, the place was jammed. They were applauding all the things that were happening. They were ready for the altar call, but there was no altar call. They were ready. The cast had everyone in the palm of their hands, that grace conquers the law. We see that the law was good, but if the law was good enough, then Jesus, the Christ, died in vain. It's not the law, it's grace. And that wonderful song that I already talked about, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Yesterday, the 25th of August, I was converted in 1968 on the 25th of August, a Sunday. I received the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that grace that flows from the Blessed Sacrament. Oh, yes, God spoke to me through the wildflowers. God knew that I was interested in wildflowers because I was taking a course in botany at Salem State, and we had to collect 20 varieties of wildflowers. And I saw before the Eucharist these wildflowers giving glory to God. I saw what they were doing. I saw more than wildflowers. I saw what they were doing. And the Lord said, do you see these flowers? How much glory they give me. I never knew anything about glory. I said, yes, Lord. He said, how much more glory can you give me? You're a human being. I said, much, Lord. You can have my life. Oh, yes. Grace. 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 It's all about grace. It's not about works. I love works, but I'm not saved by my works. I am saved by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of salvation, I do works. Oh, yes. This radio broadcast is not only a grace, but a work. I see people that snapped me on today. They never snapped us on before. And they're hearing about grace. It's not about the law. It's about grace. God forgives us in Christ Jesus through the blood that he shed. How that needs to be preached. How that needs to be preached. Why do we have confession? Because we're under the grace of God, that no matter what sin that has been committed is forgiven because of the grace of God through the blood of the Lamb. Oh, yes. Many years ago, the confession lines were long, people waiting to get into confession. And the psychiatrist lines were short. But now, people do not know about the confession lines. They go to psychiatrists. I'm not talking against psychiatry. I'm talking about a lot of things could be settled through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not talking against the psychiatrist. But you see, years ago, our psychiatrist was the sacrament of penance, where we poured out our heart to the Lord and to the church. That was our psychiatrist. And you know what? When we left confession, we left the burden at the cross. That's real. Through today, people don't go to confession anymore. It's sad. They don't go to confession anymore. And yet, this is the gift that God gives us until Jesus comes again, so that we can state in black and white terms the evil we have done, the sins we have committed, and we can leave them at the cross and come back anointed by the absolution that God gives us through the church.
As we pour out our heart to the priest, God pours out his grace upon us in confession. You know, at the revival yesterday, I saw they had a box. It was like a trash barrel, and it said the sin bin on it. And, you know, it made me think of confession. I think they just wanted people to write their sins on a piece of paper and throw it in the bin. I was thinking, like, that's great, but, oh, man, if they only knew the grace that God would pour out upon them in confession, that this is just a counterfeit, that they could have the real deal, and they could receive, after you release your burdens to the priest, the God pours out his grace into your heart. And not only does your sins be forgiven, but that reason why you are sinning, the grace and the light of God is poured in. Sometimes grace is darkness to the senses. Grace isn't always something that you can feel or tangibly experience, but it is there and it is received through faith. Do I always, when I receive the Eucharist, receive an experience of feeling? No. But I know the grace that is given to me. I know that that is body, blood, soul, and divinity, that I am eating the God and I am receiving God. And what we eat, we become. What we eat, we become. You know, as Father was saying, we are not saved by works. We're not. We're under grace. But the Lord says, what you do is a reflection of who you are. The works you do is a reflection of who you are. So what do you carry inside of you? Do you carry the grace of the living God, that the rivers of living waters are bubbling up within you? Are you so filled with God that you get a go and you worship him? But then when you hear that there's a Muslim conference across the park, Jesus in you can't do anything, but it's time to go. Because where would Jesus have been? Jesus would be with the people, but Jesus wants to go to the sinners. Jesus wants to go to the broken. Jesus in you wants to go to the lost. And as we die to ourselves, we live for God. And we stop fearing man because we fear God. We stop loving man because we love God. We're not afraid of being humiliated. We all want to be humble. Nothing attracts God like humility, but we can't be afraid of being humiliated. For Jesus was humiliated, and he might give us a grace that people may reject us. But Jesus says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. Amen. Humility is not thinking less about yourself. Oh, I'm this bad person. Humility is thinking about yourself less. Thinking about Jesus first, but giving Jesus such control and authority of your life that so many people are worried about being possessed by the devil. But if you're possessed by Jesus, nothing else can enter within you. That you have the power and the authority. As we're walking in the commons on the left, there's the Buddhists who are doing their, I don't know what they were doing. They were just standing still and breathing. But it's all about these, even the Muslims, it's all about works, and it's all about, like, philosophy of making the world better, making this. But human wisdom can never fix anything, only the power of God. For St. Paul said, I did not come preaching wise and persuasive words of human wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so your faith may not rest on the wisdom of man, but on the power of God. Do you know today that by the grace of the living God, Jesus Christ lives within you, but has put his power within you and is operating within you and has given you the grace to release, to be a miracle worker, to come outside of yourself, to be a representative of Jesus in this world?
Yes, yes. God's grace is upon you today. God's grace is upon you. But you need to respond to it. You need to respond to it. You don't want to be like a duck that has water rolling off its back. You want to be like a sponge that takes in the presence of the Holy Spirit by grace. It's not by works. It's by grace. By grace you have been saved, and not of works, lest anyone boast. We have nothing to boast about, because Jesus did it all.
Let's pray the grace of God is poured out.
Heavenly Father, through the crucified, risen Savior, pour out upon us the living grace of God. Oh, yes, not only grace, but the living grace of God. I pray in the name of Jesus that people will feel and experience the liquid love of God, the liquid love of God flowing through their bodies, flowing through their spirits. I pray that you would draw them to confess their sins through penance. I pray that you would do new things and work new wonders through your people. Oh, yes, Jesus ate with sinners and tax collectors. Oh, yes, he did. And he still does at the altar of sacrifice where we receive Holy Communion. He comes to sinners and broken people. That's you and that's me. No one has it all together, but in Christ we have it all. We have it all through grace. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.